Visitors to Prague will likely have come across the legend of the Prague Golem, the famous man-like creature created by Rabbi Yehuda Lev in the 16th century. The most popular depiction of the character is as a burly clay giant designed by the late sculptor Yaroslav Horates for the 1950s film The Emperor's Baker, The Baker's Emperor. On Tuesday, a Prague court recognized his descendant's claim to the film version, meaning that anyone else using the character will have to pay for the rights. Jan Wellinger has the details.
The legend of the Prague Golem, created by Rabbi Lev, the Maharal of Prague, is known to most in the Czech Republic and many abroad, and it is no wonder why. The character has been depicted countless times in literature and the visual arts. But the version that the Czechs have taken to the most is that of the clay giant depicted in the 1950s film The Emperor's Baker, The Baker's Emperor, which starred Czech comic legend Jan Verich. The golem in that film was designed by sculptor Yaroslav Horates, who designed him as a burly creature far removed from earlier representations. Eyes without a face, bands of iron holding together a cracked chest, inhuman strength. Arno Badik is a specialist at Prague's Jewish Museum.
This vision is the most popular and influential, probably. It is more modern golem. It goes better together with the modern times, especially modern technologies and so on. It is interesting that it was the first time when the golem was made like giant, not human figure. Always before, in the other films, from the beginning of the century and from 30s, or in the theater plays and opera, and even in the visual materials like drawings and art, the golem was always represented as a human figure.
On Tuesday, following a 5-year legal battle, Prague's municipal court recognized Dagmar Domaniova, Horace's daughter, as the holder of the rights to the film version, saying that there were elements in the design that confirmed this golem was the intellectual property of the sculptor. And it ruled that Prague's wax museum, which has featured two of the figures on its premises, would have to pay 50,000 crowns in damages. Mrs. Domaniova has already appealed the decision, as she had asked for twice that amount. But as of Tuesday, the message is clear. Anyone using the film figure will do well to secure the rights. Not surprisingly, many are unhappy with the ruling, as it means they will either have to pay or simply give up on the film version of Golem. One Prague restaurant, which had featured the burly character on walls, china, and tablecloths, redesigned their entire venue in anticipation of the decision. Meanwhile, two more legal cases are waiting against firms either producing the Golem knickknacks or featuring the figure in their logo. The Prague Golem, as a figure in legend, literature, and art, belongs to all, but the film version, which the Czechs are arguably most fond of, does not.
Jan Wellinger reporting there, and if you'd like to see exactly what the golem looks like, then there's a picture of it on our website, www.radio.cz.